Let's read together Numbers chapter 3. In this chapter, we have the provision and the responsibilities of the Levites within the camp of Israel. Numbers chapter 3, beginning at verse 1. Now these are the records of Aaron and Moses when the Lord spoke with Moses on Mount Sinai. And these are the names of the sons of Aaron: Nadab, the firstborn, and Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar. These are the names of the sons of Aaron, the anointed priests, whom he consecrated to minister as priests. Nadab and Abihu had died before the Lord when they offered profane fire before the Lord in the wilderness of Sinai, and they had no children. So Eleazar and Ithamar ministered as priests in the presence of Aaron their father. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Bring the tribe of Levi near, and present them before Aaron the priest, that they may serve him. And they shall attend to his needs and the needs of the whole congregation before the tabernacle of meeting to do the work of the tabernacle. Also they shall attend to all the furnishings of the tabernacle of meeting and to the needs of the children of Israel to do the work of the tabernacle. And you shall give the Levites to Aaron and his sons. They are given entirely to him from among the children of Israel. So you shall appoint Aaron and his sons, and they shall attend to their priesthood, but the outsider who comes near shall be put to death." Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Now behold, I myself have taken the Levites from among the children of Israel instead of every firstborn who opens the womb among the children of Israel. Therefore the Levites shall be mine, because all the firstborn are mine. On the day that I struck all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, I sanctified to myself all the firstborn in Israel, both man and beast. They shall be mine. I am the Lord." Then the Lord spoke to Moses in the wilderness of Sinai, saying, "Number the children of Levi by their fathers' houses, by their families. You shall number every male from a month old and above." So Moses numbered them according to the word of the Lord as he was commanded. Now from verse 17 down through verse 38, we have the detailed placement and duties of the three divisions of the Levites in reference to the tabernacle. Verse 39. All who were numbered of the Levites, whom Moses and Aaron numbered at the commandment of the Lord by their families, all the males from a month old and above, were 22,000. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Number all the firstborn males of the children of Israel from a month old and above, and take the number of their names. And you shall take the Levites for me. I am the Lord, instead of all the firstborn from among the children of Israel, and the livestock of the Levites instead of all the firstborn among the livestock of the children of Israel." So Moses numbered all the firstborn among the children of Israel as the Lord commanded him. And all the firstborn males, according to the number of names from a month old and above, of those who were numbered of them, were 22,273. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Take the Levites instead of all the firstborn among the children of Israel, and the livestock of the Levites instead of their livestock. The Levites shall be mine. I am the Lord." And for the redemption of the 273 of the firstborn of the children of Israel, who are more than the number of the Levites, you shall take 5 shekels for each one individually. You shall take them in the currency of the shekel of the sanctuary, the shekel of 20 gerahs. And you shall give the money with which the excess number of them is redeemed to Aaron and his sons. So Moses took the redemption money from those who were over and above those who were redeemed by the Levites. From the firstborn of the children of Israel he took the money, 1,365 shekels, according to the shekel of the sanctuary. And Moses gave the redemption money to Aaron and his sons, according to the word of the Lord, as the Lord commanded Moses. Let's begin our study of Numbers chapter 3 with some background notes. In Numbers chapters 1 and 2, we have the record of the military census taken of the children of Israel. The tribe of Levi was not numbered in this military census because the Levites were to take care of the tabernacle and its furnishings. We also have the placement of the various tribes with reference to the location of the tabernacle, both for camping and for marching. The Levites were to camp right next to the tabernacle inside the circle of the other tribes, with Moses and Aaron and his sons on the east side in front of the tabernacle. The Levites were placed in this inner circle in order to protect God's dwelling place from desecration. Now here in chapter 3, the Levites are numbered and given their detailed placement and duties with respect to the tabernacle and their function in Israel. Now, before we go further, it's important to understand the distinction between the Levites and the Old Testament priests. All priests were Levites, but not all Levites were priests. Remember, Levi was one of the sons of Jacob, and thus one of the tribes in Israel. Levi had three sons, Gershon, Kohath, and Merari. Verse 17. Thus the Levites had three divisions, the Gershonites, the Kohathites, and the Merarites. Moses and Aaron were from the tribe of Levi and were Kohathites. Aaron and his sons and descendants were designated by God to be the priestly line in Israel. Thus all priests were Levites. But most of the Levites were not priests. These non-priestly Levites were to help the priests with the work of the tabernacle and later the temple. Thus, most of the Levites were tabernacle or temple servants. In verse 39, we read that the total number of male Levites from a month old and upward was 22,000. And yet the subtotals of the Gershonites, Kohathites, and Merarites in verses 22, 28, and 34 add up to 22,300. So where did the extra 300 come from? Well, one explanation is that the Hebrew lettering for 8,600 Kohathites in verse 28 is very close to the Hebrew lettering for the number 8,300. And there are some ancient manuscripts that have 8,300. The original Hebrew text may have been 8,300, thus in perfect agreement with the 22,000 of verse 39. Well, more we could give for background. Let's move now to our doctrinal or teaching points for Numbers chapter 3. So doctrinal point number one, the Lord provides the laborers for his work. The Lord provides the laborers for his work. There was a lot of work involved with the tabernacle and the sacrificial system of the Old Testament. The priests were to offer the many sacrifices and direct the worship and other activities at the tabernacle. But the work involved was more than the priests could handle by themselves. Think of the preparation of all the sacrifices and the setting up and taking down of the tabernacle as they traveled in the wilderness. Think of the work involved in collecting the tithes and the offerings. There was a lot of work associated with the tabernacle and service to the Lord. And so God provided the Levites as a labor force for the priests and for the work of the Lord. At the time of the Exodus, after the 10th plague in which the firstborn in Egypt died, we read in Exodus chapter 13, verses 1 and 2, "Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, 'Consecrate to me all the firstborn, whatever opens the womb among the children of Israel, both of man and beast, it is mine.'" Exodus 13, 1 and 2. So the firstborn was set apart for the Lord. Now here in Numbers chapter 3, we see that the Levites were substituted for the firstborn. Verses 11 through 13 once again. "Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, 'Now behold, I myself have taken the Levites from among the children of Israel instead of every firstborn who opens the womb among the children of Israel. Therefore the Levites shall be mine, because all the firstborn are mine. On the day that I struck all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, I sanctify to myself all the firstborn in Israel, both man and beast. They shall be mine. I am the Lord.'" So we see that with the Levites, the Lord provided the laborers for his work. You know, the same is true today. The Lord will provide the laborers for his work. Notice that the doctrinal point is the Lord provides the laborers for his work. You know, there's a lot of work going on in the name of religion, which is not his work, which is not the Lord's work. Even true Christians can get involved in various ministries and efforts, which are not the Lord's work. They are man's work. It's for the glory and pride of man, not for the glory of God. So be careful. But if the work is truly of the Lord and you need help, you can ask and receive. You can seek and find. You can knock and the door will be open. the Lord provides laborers for his work. Most of you know of Growing Christian Ministries that I direct. Over the years, the workload has grown significantly, but God has provided the extra laborers and funds when needed. Whether it be the radio ministry or tape ministry or website ministry, God has provided. The Lord provides the laborers for his work. Doctrine point number two, the Lord divides the laborers for his work. The Lord divides the laborers for his work. Divides in a good sense, that is. We see in this chapter God's division of labor. The three groups of Levites were given different duties. The Gershonites had the responsibility for the coverings of the tabernacle and the courtyard hangings. The Kohathites had the responsibility for the tabernacle furnishings. And the Merarites had the responsibility for the boards and pillars of the tabernacle, as well as the posts and sockets of the courtyard. So the Lord divided up the workers to do the work, and the work was done efficiently and with organization. The same is true in the church today. The Lord divides the laborers for his work. We read in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 that there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of ministries, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of activities, but it is the same God who works all in all. 1 Corinthians 12, 4 through 6. The bottom line and reason for the different spiritual gifts and different ministries is the edification of the body of Christ. You can imagine the chaos and disorganization that would result if there was no division of labor in the body of Christ. Some of the work would never get done, and other work would be ruined by too many workers doing the same job. The Lord is efficient in his sovereign division of labor. The Lord divides the laborers for his work. What about practical application from Numbers chapter 3? Watch out for strange fire. Watch out for strange fire. Verse 4. Nadab and Abihu had died before the Lord when they offered strange or profane fire before the Lord in the wilderness of Sinai. We read about this event of Nadab and Abihu offering strange fire before the Lord in Leviticus chapter 10. Now, exactly what the strange fire was, we can't be sure. It may have been their own fire rather than fire from the brazen altar. It may have been the wrong mixture of incense. It may have been offered at the wrong time. In any case, it was not in line with God's prescribed way, and therefore it was the sin of idolatry. And they died before the Lord. Idolatry, you see, is not only the worship of false gods, it is also the false worship of the true God. For example, worship of God that is not Christ-centered is idolatry. It is strange fire. Cults, for example, that call themselves Christian, but don't acknowledge the deity of Christ, worship with strange fire. So watch out for strange fire. Don't tolerate it in your fellowship, and don't be drawn into it yourself. Watch out for strange fire.